So yeah, recapitulating what we had studied earlier. So we are on the third chapter. Tasya sadhanani gayanti acharya. The teachers of bhakti, they sing how to attain love of God. Why they sing? Because if they have to teach, they remember God, think of Narayana, and they get Narayana's idea of God. Then instead of teaching, they do ecstasy. And then they go on singing. So teaching is different from singing, because the teaching means dry. Singing means joy. So one example is Dhamma. Swami Vivekananda was taking classes on Rajiv. He wanted to teach how to meditate. So he would say, now let us sit like that. And now focus your mind here. He says, and goes into samadhi. 5-6 hours later, he will do that. Who is going to sit 5-6 hours? That is also not true. Why? Because this is not oral teaching. He himself was a master. Let us sit immediately. That was what he wanted. Sri Ramakrishna asked him once, what do you want? And he, Swamiji, knew that whatever he wanted, Sri Ramakrishna will be. He said, I want to remain always in samadhi. Only once in 3-4 days, come to this body consciousness so that you can eat something and again go back. So, only Samya. Comparison is Kumbhakarna. Once in 6 months, I will get up, eat food, and again go back into Dirgha Samadhi. 6 months. Sri Ramakrishna scolded. Said, you are such a small-minded person. I did not know. You are only selfish. You want only your own happiness. I expect you to be like a huge banyan tree under which thousands of people will take shelter. And that's what is happening now. So until Narendra became such a huge banyan tree, Sri Ramakrishna's sadhana had not come to an end. Sri Ramakrishna did sadhana 3 times. First, without the help of any guru. Second, with the help of guru. Third sadhana was how to make Swami Vivekananda's mind come down so that he will love humanity as a human being, not as Brahma, as a human being. And it took 4.5 years for him to accomplish that mission. And once that is done, immediately, the moment it was done, then Ramakrishna said, I entered into his cell. After 2-3 days, Ramakrishna passed away. Then, you know that incident? 2-3 days before, one day, Ramakrishna touched Naren and said, both of them went into deep samadhi. After 5-6 hours, then Ramakrishna slowly came back and he was stroking the body of Narendra. And because of that touch, Narendra had come out. Then he found Ramakrishna shedding tears. Oh Narendra, today I have given everything that I belong to you. I have become a Kshatriya. So why was Ramakrishna weeping? Because the time has come for him to take leave. His mission was accomplished. His mission was twofold. First, to re-establish dharma as any avatar. Second, to train a person who would pass on his realizations to the whole world. And for that purpose only he brought him down. And once that mission is Swami Vivekananda, stubbornly refusing to do anything to do with service. Because Brahma Satyam, Jagat Mithya. Jagat Mithya, whom you are seeing a shadow of a person. And what good are you going to do to this shadow? But you have to see that it is not shadow. It is life. It is not keeping well. It has to be helped. It is not mere bhranti, maru marichita, mirage. No. So he brought his mind down. Without his losing the reality. What is our problem? I see you, you see me. Both are, you know, like two blind people. One blind reading the other, another blind. Many people, you know, one fellow leading many, many fellows blind. It's only if he falls into the ditch, that's okay. But if he leads only one or two people, maybe he could be excused. But whole nations, all these fanatics. So, the day Sri Ramakrishna emptied Narendra's mind and made himself empty. And then Sri Ramakrishna, what fakir means what? He emptied himself into Narendra. He became one with Narendra. And from now onwards, whatever Narendra does, whose job is that? That's why Swamiji realized, I am not there. In a way, that is also Sharana. What is Sharana? That is the empty of that. So that God can enter into it. But what we do, we empty God. So that we. So emptiness enters into. Sunne sambha vidayido. Puja pran puja jay. What is going on? Okay. So, it is true. How to obtain bhakti? Vishayatyaga. Give up things which are likely to mislead you, which are likely to bind us. Because there are some things, they don't mislead us. In this world, two types of attitudes are there. Raga and Isha. So, for the people or objects whom we don't like, there is no need to teach, develop vairagya. We don't even want to think about it. But for the objects which we love, we think that we cannot do without them. They may think we don't want this fellow. The world is like a triangle. A is running after B. B is running after C. C is running after A.
Triangle.
So, not that everybody whom we like also like us. If that were the case, there would have been many happy people. What is the tragedy? Sooner or later, whom we love, they allow. Understand? Allow? Not love, allow. Sanskrit. Love, allow. Shuchi, ashuchi. So, it's a peculiar one. Everybody is running after somebody, and that somebody is running after somebody else. This is the story of Bhartruhari. Do you know that Bhartruhari story? Bhartruhari is a great king. He wrote three wonderful books, Niti Shataka and Sangara Shataka. Sangara, known for romantic. And Vairagya Shataka. That book, Vairagya Shataka, is so wonderful. Our Swami Madhavanandiya translated it into English, and that information. All of Vairagya. Swamiji quotes from it many, many times. So, Yoga, Bhoge Roga Bhayam. Bhoge Roga Bhayam. If you do enjoy something, there is obviously fear of Roga. Kule Chyuti Bhayam. If you belong to high caste, you may fall down. Like that, in sarvam bhayani, vairagyameva abhayam, only dispassion. I don't want this. So you have no fear of losing. I don't want means you have no fear of losing. Somebody brings very bitter chutney. Also, we don't want anything bitter, you know. So as soon as this is a bitter chutney, natural vairagya, sahaja vairagya will come. If somebody threatens, we will take this away from you. I say, okay, taxi fare will be on me. You don't need to tell. But the things which we think, we cannot live with them. That is the power. So what is the way? You can't be there and not think about it. Therefore, what is the way? Run away from them for the time. Even if you run away to Himalaya, then if they are available after 50 years, the same old attachment will come. Tears will come. After 50 years, I am eating my beloved Indian. Security question in banks. What is your favorite food? Idli. That's all. Once upon a time, I used to pray, if I get idli, I don't want anything else. You know, we are all attached to something like that. So, there is no question of forgetting the security pursuit. Which is your favorite food? Idli. Immediately. To the accounts. So, what is that? Vishaya vinivartante niraha rasya dehi. When you are not in contact with an object of temptation, either object is not a matter of temptation. Every man is not after every woman. Every woman also is not after every man. It's only a particular person. We get hooked. So, even if 500 years, if we are without that object, slowly the memory of that object fades. But the taste lingers. The moment it comes, like frogs coming to life, as soon as the spring comes, in Arctic regions, it is so cold. Only for 3 weeks there will be spring. Within the 3 weeks, these plants will give flowers, multiply seed and die. Those seeds will be remain. The next spring comes, they grow. You can just measure them. Hour by hour they are growing. Because within 21 days, they have to finish the whole lot. There are some frogs in the area, samsaras. They, if you do them, they are like rocks, white rocks, completely frozen. As soon as spring comes, within few hours, all the spring melts and the frog comes to life and it goes on shouting, I am alive here, the male for the female, female for the male. They come, mate, lay eggs. Within 3 weeks, again slowly winter will come and then they are frozen. It's like that. This samskara, hidden like that frog, it becomes frozen. The moment this one sight, immediately it springs to life. That is why rasavarja, only that taste lingers. Parandrishtva nivartate. When God is realized, every attachment will fall. Why? God is the Swarupa, Ananda Swarupa. What is God realization? Not seeing God. Seeing God is not God realization. Becoming one with God is God. Yes. Otherwise, you know, how is it? Odd comparisons I give. Suppose you love idli. And first class idli is there in a glass case, firmly locked, secure numbers are given. The owner possesses first class idli. I am there to see. But what is the point? I can't access it. So, this rasavarjam is like that. It will be there. But the moment you open, then you become Ananda Swarup. You become existence, you become awareness, and you become Ananda. So, you don't get Ananda. You become Ananda. Because that is your Swarup. And no object can lose its Swarup. No object can lose its swarup. That is why in the beginning, analyze, find out which objects are there, which are distracting me from my goal. That is called Vishayatyag. Thereafterwards, Sangatyag, that remnant of that pleasure, that desire, Rasavarja, that has to be removed. How? That has, otherwise it will be reinforced in the company of objects. So you understand now, I am talking about two things. Here is an object, here is the happiness which is obtained through that object. So both have to be removed. Visaya, object, is very gross. But the happiness, very, very subtle. So you can't deal with it. First to deal with your object. Be away from it. Try to forget. And then later on, as you progress, that joy which is got from the object becomes less and less because we are getting more joy in something else. That is the way to obtain bhakti. Avyavruta bhajana. Constant remembrance of God, thinking of God, remembering God, meditating upon God, associating every object with God. This is called karma yoga, karma yoga. This is called Brahma Karma Samadhi. Where does it come? What is Karma Samadhi? Every object that we do, whatever we do, it is associated with God. That is called Karma Samadhi. Here God is called Brahma. So when we succeed in it, it is called Samadhi. What Samadhi? Not Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Why? Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Body consciousness is not there. In Brahma Karma Samadhi, completely we are aware, but yet we are seeing God in it. That is called Samadhi, not unconsciousness. Remembering God is called Samadhi. Otherwise, sleep also can be called Samadhi. We don't remember anything else, not only God, not the world also. So where does this come? Every day we are doing it, supposed to be. And yet we forget it because I did not start it. This is at the end. What is this? Brahma, Brahmadi, Brahma, now Brahmana Amrita. Brahma iva tena gantavyam. Brahma, Brahma, Samadhi. That is it. If the person who eats is the eatable is also Brahma. And the instrument with which the eatable is offered, that is also, here it is fire. What is called Homa. The fire is Brahma. And what is offered into it is also Brahma. The instrument through which we offer it is also Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Havihi, Brahma Agnam. Brahmana, who gives it, who offers it, is also Brahma. Everything is Brahma. If we go on practicing it, then it will result in the end. What is it will result? Brahma, Karma, Samadhi. So what is Nirvikalpa Samadhi? Man is totally unconscious of the outside world. What is Brahma Karma Samadhi? Completely aware. But don't mistake Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Nirvikalpa Samadhi also, for other people, it is unconscious. For that person, he is completely 100%, he is become one with that.
So, Namaste.
So, Avyavruta Bhajana. So, bhaja, this word bhaja, we already discussed as three meanings. Bhakti, bhaga, bhajana. Bhaktir, bhagascha, bhajanam. Bhava, bhedakari. Gachantyalam, shvipulam, gamanaya tattva. Bhaktropi, dhrutopi. Najapme, name, bhati, hinchit. Pasmatvame, vasharanam, mamakti. Bhakti means devotion. Bhaga means jnana. Bhaja means all the meanings are avyavruta. It should not be one single second when we should forget about it. That means what? Remember God. Depend upon God. Surrender yourself to God. Think nothing else except in God. If we can do that, then we will be only in God. Like Rasha Vulla in Rasha. Inside? Rasa. Outside? Rasa. That is what Sri Ramakrishna has given. This example. Rashe Bhasha. Bhasa. Bhasa means floating. So, an iceberg is floating where? And the water. And that iceberg is made up of water. It is water. It is floating in water. But we give this sweet floating in sugary syrup. That is it. Here, Lokepi Bhavat Bhagavat Guna. So whatever we are doing, we must be able to remember only God. Because how much time you are able to think about God, how much time you are able to sit, 24 hours you can't sit. There is a lot of combustion. There is a lot of activities going. Even for sleeping, even for survival. You need to be sleeping, little bit drinking, little bit exercise, and a little bit other things for the maintenance of the body. Very necessary. So you cannot avoid it. So long as prana is there, we have to go through. But that doesn't mean you forget God. So the beautiful song in Kannada, Purandara, Krishna na nenedare kashta vandu illa. Bhariya uruvaga santimilene tenabar Krishna yana varade. Kannadige tada Krishna yana varade. It's a beautiful song. So whatever you are doing, and there is one stotra, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. The gopis are going early in the morning. They got up. And then what is the first job they do? Early morning? They churn the butter. So he says, how do they churn the gopikas? Because whatever they see associated, they go three words. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So go on doing. Like that, then Draupadi. Draupadi, when Dushyasana was trying to undress her, what was she doing? Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Beautiful song. You heard?
I heard, but I don't remember the complete lyrics.
Our Purushottama, divine singer. He's Telugra. Yeah. Govinda Damodara Agre Kuruna the Pandavana. Like that. So many examples of this. And it ends Govinda Damodara Madhavi. You vinnara? Ikkada evarain padtaru?
Padtaru.
Beautiful. These are wonderful bhajans. Associate everything with God. So we give up the company of tempting objects. In fact, Swamiji goes the other way around. It is even more beautiful. If you want to progress in spiritual life very fast and go and cultivate the company of people who hate you, who criticize you, who will give you the greatest of the trouble to live with them, that is the shortcut, what we call fast track of progress in spiritual. Yes? Where is it? At the Thousand Island Park, he did wonderful things. He gave the highest teachings. That's why they are called inspired talks, first of all. Secondly, he gave sannyasa to one lady there. That is the exceptional way. A Hindu monk giving sannyasa to an American woman in those days. That was the second great thing. Then, spontaneously, the greatest truth, stotram, singing the song of the sannyasi gite. You have to listen to all those things there. And then, of course, inspired. Therein, he says, if you want to progress in spiritual life, don't live in a place where everybody adores you, loves you, and this is the greatest bonding. Jacket. Live in a place where there are huge spikes. You have to walk on the spikes. So, you have to protect yourself. How do you protect yourself? The more people give you trouble, the more we progress in ritual. To illustrate that, we always quote Kunti Stotra. Kunti Stotra in the Bhagavatam. You know Kunti Stotra? The Krishna Bhagavan. Ipada Santana Shashvat Tatra Tatra. So only then Sankatakale Venkatrama, we remember. Otherwise, Sukha makes us forget. Dukha makes us remember. So when Mirabai was being troubled by her husband Bhojara, then she wrote a letter to Tulasidas. What shall I do? I married him. and I can't leave my husband. It is different for all lovers. But at the same time, he only is giving me, or others are giving me terrible. I don't have peace. I can't think of my Lord Krishna uninterrupted. You know, he also immediately writes that in the form of a beautiful bhajan. Jake Priyana Rama Vaidehi. So chadiye koti vairi sama. Yathyapi parama sanehi. So jake priyana rama vaidehi. Rama and Sita. That is called Vaidehi. Why was she called Vaidehi? She is the daughter of Videha Janaka. That's why Videha's daughter is called Vaidehi. Videhi means what? Videha means, not that he was dead. So we are all Videhas. Tell you how. We are Videhas under two circumstances. During sleep, we don't have body. That's why whatever happens, it doesn't trouble us. Actually, why we are away? We are all Videhas so far as others are concerned. I am not identified with you. Therefore, you have what headache? I don't have headache. You are worrying? I don't worry. I have got jaundice and you did not have jaundice. Why? Because we are not identified. But with our own body, we are 1000% identified. This is the truth. So, King Janaka, he was alive. But he used to say, I am not the body. That's why he was called Videha Janaka. And his daughter was Sita. That's why she was called Vaidehi. So those people for whom Rama and Sita are not dear, that means they are Baddha Shatrus of God, arch enemies of God. Yake Priyana Rama Vaidehi. So means not English, so that those person, chadi, give them up. How? Koti vairi sama, like a million greatest enemies, arch enemies. Yadhyapi parama sanehi, even if they love you to death. So they got him. Suppose something, Bhagata, he wants to love God. His parents love him. His brothers love him. His sisters love him. Wife or husband love each other. They love, but they are not devotees. They don't like Raman, that means God. They don't love God, but they love this person. Yadhyapi paramasan, they may be loving you. You are the greatest object of love for them. Even then, yadhyapi. Even so, give them up. Koti vairi sam, because they lack one thing. What is it? Love of God. And then he goes, Bali Guru Tajyo Kanta Braja Banita. Bali gave up his spiritual teacher, Shukracharya. Because Shukracharya advised him, this is Vishnu, came to cheat you, and don't give anything. Don't give anything. Rabindranath Tagore is one of the greatest poets. Almost divine songs, even though he was not a very good person by himself. But his poetry has come from God. So there was one in Gita and Gita, there is one poem, long poem. I'll give the gist. There was a beggar, and every day he used to go and beg, get something, and to lead his life. So one day, early morning, he started with his journey. Already he has gone to some houses and to some grain he got from other things. Suddenly, what did happen? A golden chariot belonging to the king of that country. He is coming slowly towards him in that same state. So the beggar started. Today, how fortunate I am that in my whole life, this is the most fortunate. The king himself is coming. Definitely, he will notice my condition and he will be restful. So, with heart filled with tremendous joy, elated heart, I started walking quickly towards the king. And his chariot was slowly coming. Suddenly, it stood a little bit distance from me. The king got down, looking at me steadfastly with greatest love. He was advancing towards me. And I said, "Oh my soul, today God blessed you. Today he will make you very rich." And what did the king do? He came before me, stood and said, "What are you going to do to me?" My heart sank. What can I do? The king himself is begging me, instead of giving me, he wants to take it. So I put my hand into my jewelry, and the smallest grain I could find, and gingerly placed it in his hand. And looking at me, he accepted it, went back into his chariot, and drove off. And my heart sank in despair. And then I returned home. And then I emptied. What did I see? The smallest amount of grain, golden grain. I started rejoicing. "Oh, you idiot. Why did you not to empty your whole bag inside?" Thank you. Prabhupada has emailed me. So, I'm very happy. Where is Amma now?
Amma at home.
No, Renuka.
Renuka is Chicago.
They are in Chicago.
Yeah, 3rd evening.
Oh, 3rd of July.
Yeah.
Both. Very good. Aap kaise hain?
Bas theek hoon sir, aapki kripa hai.
Bahut acha. Kabhi kabhi aate rahiye.
Thank you.
Angrezi samajhte hain?
Haan,
lekin to aap class mein bhi aa sakte hain. लोग जब आते हैं ना क्लास, लोग आप वहाँ बैठते हैं ना, यहाँ आके बैठ जाए. अच्छा सुन रही,
थैंक यू सर,
बहुत अच्छी बात है.
थैंक
यू. सी ही गेव वन स्मॉल ग्रेन एंड व्हाट डिड इट टर्न आउट टू बी गुड. हैड आई ओनली नो दिस इज व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन. सो व्हाट इज, व्हाई डिड आई रिफर टू इट? इफ शुक्राचार्य वाज वाइज, he was supposed to be guru, he should have advised what a good fortune in this whole world. We don't hear another story where God himself comes and says, begs, "I want a boon from you. You give whatever he asks for." What do you think God will ask? He will not ask, "Give me a little bit here, a little bit to go." No, he will not ask. He asked, "I want you, the whole of you. I don't want anything less than." And then you are like a drop, and I'm like a ocean. That is what this fellow did not understand. But Bali understood. After all, he was the grandson of Prahlad. Prahlad was the greatest devotee. Well, he will understand better. Though he simply disregarded Guru and said, What can I do for you? I'm not going to give you. It's my greatest seva for you. Give me this opportunity. Only give 3 feet. What is 3 feet? Prabhu Sharira, Sukshma Sharira, and Karana Sharira. And you will become mine. And that's why we say, anybody, even if God has to beg, he has to be dwarf or he has to look up, he will give you this. Understand? What is it? This is the greatest of scriptures. You will not get this kind of thing. All Greek mythology. Father killing some, son killing father, and this fellow running after that woman running after that fellow, father cursing the son, son trying to kill the father. These are the Greek mythologies. Whereas every story in our Puranas, the greatest moral we get it. So, Bali Guru Tachyo, Kanta Braja Banitan. Brajas Vanita. Brajas Vanita. Who are Brajas Vanita? Gopika. Brajabhum, it is called. Vrindavan is called Brajabhum. And there are these Vanitas. Hindi language, you know, colloquial Hindi language. It is called Avadhivan, Ayodhya. Braja Vanita. Kanta Braja Vanita. There, Sri Krishna's flute sounded. And all the gopis wanted to rush. Some of them were held back. They simply pushed their husbands, their parents, their brothers and sisters, their children, everything. So, these are the examples. Goes on giving these so many examples. And Vibhishana, he gave up his dead brother, who was like the father. Ravanasura, his own brother. When the war broke out between Rama and Ravana, Vibhishana should have been with Ravana. It was his own younger brother supporting him. But no, you gave up God, and therefore I will give you up even though I revere you. Simply he came over to Rama's camp and joined. Like that, he used that beautiful song. These are such wonderful. You meditate upon the songs, you will go into ecstasy and connect all those things. Anyway, what is being shown? Avya Avrita Bhajana. You should always remember God under every circumstance. One funny incident was there. Holy Mother was at Udbodhan then, not Udbodhan, somewhere earlier. One beggar used to come. Oh, I am a blind fellow, I am a useless fellow, I am an unfortunate fellow. Please take pity upon me, give me a little viksha, like that he would shout. So one day Golapma went there. Hey, you fellow, anyway you are a beggar. Instead of saying that, you take God's name so that you repeat God's name. You also make other people listen to God's name. And many people will give you bhiksha. That fellow took the advice. And next night onwards, that time onwards, practice. Then you know, the Lord is wise, God's name. And as soon as he comes, many people hearing God's name. Previously, perhaps they didn't give anything. Now they started bringing and Golapma, the first person. From that day, his life has changed. What is the point of saying I am blind fellow, useless fellow, and all those things? Sing God's name. Govinda Damodara Madhavete. You are walking to bring pitch water. What are you talking about? All sorts of gossip. That is why I cite barber shop. Every day, if you go to a barber shop, if only President Trump had asked my advice, I would have solved all the problems of the world. So today, this fellow is solving the world problems. Tomorrow, Narendra Modi, if only he had asked my advice. Like that, he would go on advising in the barber shop. The same thing, they go on. We are all great people in giving advice. So, like this, we are wasting our thought energy in so many things. Think, associate with God. That is called Brahma Yajna. Brahma Yajna. Brahma Arpanam is the greatest yajna of all the yajna. In the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there are about 12 numbers of yajnas enumerated. Of the, this Brahma Arpanam is the greatest. That is why, before eating food, because that is the time when we are likely to forget God. Nice pakoda bhaja. Hey God, you wait until they finish this. Yeah, you know, good food, we forget it. And what is the secret of pleasure? So that object which makes us forget our body, that is the measure of the greatest pleasure. More we forget the body, more the And the longer we forget the body, the longer is the pleasure. That's why Nidra, compared to Samadhi, Nidra, Samadhi, Sthiti. Because for 5-6 hours, let the whole world go to dogs. We are blissfully unaware of it. See, every day we are 5-6 hours minimum. God has puts every creature into that Samadhi state. This is everybody, healthy person, unhealthy person, 5-6 hours. Next morning, the fellow may be hanged. But tonight, if he can sleep 5-6 hours, forgets the whole thought. This is the greatest. So, what is the measure of pleasure?
Duration.
Note down all these points. That object, which makes us forget, to the extent it makes us forget, time, space, and causation. That is the greatest object of mission. So there are some things which make us forget more. Of these, two are most prominent. That is why tongue. Of these, which is the greatest? Tongue. Because sex pleasure is only for a short time. It is eating pleasure. From morning to evening, from birth to death, the moment the fellow is born, he is opening his mouth. Food, food, food. And then father will eat of honey. And he is about to die. What is your last wish? Oh, I want to eat. There also choice. You have got two choices. Which one do you prefer? Next morning you are going to be hangry. You will leave it to me. Anyway, I am going to die. The wonder of it is some hardened criminals are. They are not frightened of death. They are not frightened. How do we know? Because they order. But they know they are going to die. So they order the best thing that they like, pizza and Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC and all those things. They eat happily, drink happily, go to bed without thinking anything. Somehow, I have got great admiration for them. Because if I come to hear that after 10 years I am going to die, I will not have another sleep for 10 years. Man. This fellow said, next morning you are going to be hanged. And he happily ate and slept. Somehow they become immune to this fear. Some people don't have any fear. They are born, even girls. That's why they call it testosterone, more testosterone. The hardened, most hardened sports, bungee jump. No bungee jump? They go to the mountain top. Mountain means not huge mountains, maybe 2,000, 3,000 feet. And from there, they tie me one rope. And you have to jump from there. So the rope is measured 5-6 feet before it reaches and dashes you. That will stop you. It won't kill you. So that thrill they get, this one. And in America, some rides are there. They call it thrill rides. The train goes upside like that. Like that. I have not seen pictures like that. Yeah. Once I had that ride. I didn't want to go. It's written. Those who are suffering from heart problem, they should not go there. Clear. I didn't have any heart problem. But my heart was beating. One small girl was there. No, the other day became woman. With her child.
Okay.
She was 5-6 years old. She caught hold of my hand. I want to go. I will not go without you. So I had no option. And they were staying my plane fare and all those things in my Disneyland. So we went. You have to pay $21 or something per day. Whatever is inside, that is you. So this starts slowly. Ooh, like that, almost vertically. Then it goes down. Then it turns like this. Turns like that. Turns like that. Like that, they will. You know, you have to hang. Very good protection is there. You have to hang with your dear life. You are upside down. You are sick. Really, it is hard. And then it goes to the highest. About 500 feet are like that. Suddenly, it's a boat-like thing. It's there. Another. So it falls into the water. And this girl was sitting by my side. So I was telling, don't close your eyes. No, 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 I am very brave. She told me. So it just takes within seconds. Doesn't take long. Plunges. Very safe. They all see all those things. And then it stops. And then you down enjoying the thrill, get up on big holiday. Americans want to squeeze every penny from you. The moment you come there, everybody is sitting that rows. A photograph is taken automatically. And it is the huge monitors that are displaying the photograph by these photos. $5 each. They want to squeeze in 100 different ways. So then we saw myself at the table. Italy. He said, look, you said you are open. Here is a proof. No, Maharaj, only for a second I have to. So what I am talking about, what are we talking about? Abhyavatam. But here he says something very important. Mukhyadastu. Most important. How can I become? Every day we are doing it. Lord, Yageshwara, Hey, Naravada. What comes after that? Kandana Pabandana. What comes after that? Deho, Ode, Anuga. I beg you, I beseech you, I pray to you. Please grant me love to your lotus feet. Ode, Anuga. Ode means to the feet. Anuradha. Ada becomes pode. Anuradha means bhakti. Anuradha Sri Hare. Javityagi modhata Anuradha Sri Hare. Janaki saki kripa jagavati sujana jeva. Javityagi modhata Anuraga Sri Hari. Anuraga Sri Hari. Love Sri Hari. So this Anuraga. Veho Ode Anuraga. Grant me the divine love to your feet. Divine, only divine. Human being, human love. So chicken love. Love towards chicken will be only what love? Chicken. Yeah, God can only be loved divine. What is divine love? You never come to an end. But who can grant it? I can't get it. He has to give it to me. Amrita is Amrita Swarup, Prema Swarup. So, if he gives one drop, then our life becomes completely sarthaka, kritartha. That's what it is. Mukhyadastu Mahat Kripa Yeva. Bhagavat. Kripa Leshat, the most important verse in this whole Narada Bhakti Sutta. What is the way to obtain Bhakti? Mahat Kripa, the grace of saints. Because, why? Because, Tasmin Tajjane Bheda Abhava. Tasmin Tajjane. In God and His devotee, there is no difference. If the devotee says something, as a God. Because they have nothing called me. That is totally submerged in God. So what works through them is nothing else but God. So if they say you will obtain devotion, then it will be fulfilled. You say, Mahapurush Maharaj, first thing to circle. Maharaj, please bless me. Mahapurush Maharaj, what else have we got? We have nothing else excepting blessings only. My child, I am blessing you. So, Sri Ramakrishna, bestow his grace upon you. That's it. So, Holy Mother is to say, to whomsoever I have taken responsibility by giving initiation, this is their last birth. So, given to themselves, to their own fate, they are not going to get liberation in another 500 crore lives also. But we are so fortunate to come into contact with Holy Mother. Called her Ma. And that's it. She immediately initiates and gives liberation. She is also wise owner. And she gives liberation. But this fellow is, if I don't give liberation, I will be in trouble. Let me give liberation. One problem permanently. For most of his life. But we don't care. By hook or crook, let us get liberation. Or what is the other way? Go to Varanasi and die. Thakur confirmed it. Mother confirmed it. Thakur confirmed by his vision how Shiva grants liberation to all the jivas. That die there. So once some devotee asked, he was talking with police. Mother was at Varanasi. Some ants were crawling. What about mother, these ants? Yes, they will also with liberation by daily. Because what punya they must have done to be born as ants in Varanasi. They could have been born in Bangalore. Oh, but they must have done some great tapasya to be born in Varanasi. They don't believe. Fact has nothing to do with belief. Fact. It may be related, it may not be related. Some people say God exists. Some people say God doesn't exist. What has got that to do with the existence of God or not? If God is existent, it is a fact. Whether you say it, accept it or no, isn't it? So if it is a fact, going to die there, you get liberation. If it is a fact, it is a fact. If it is a fact, God doesn't say that Muslim is not my child, ant is not my child. He will say all are my child. My children means what? Myself. He is only manifesting. The clay says, I don't like this pot. I want to get away from this pot. Let it get away. The pot's made out of clay. Can the clay ever get out of the pot? It is nothing else but pot. So, the whole universe is nothing but Brahman only. Srishti, that is called Srishti. Creation is not one, two things mixed together. In the world, it is the outcome of two. Always. It is the outcome of two. A child is born out of two parents. Child is different, parents are different. But not with God. Like fire and its burning power. Like the sun and its lighting power. So like milk and its whiteness. So some things you can't separate them. Like that thing. Everybody who died. This is a sure cure. But two conditions must be fulfilled. He must have complete faith in it. And he must try to go there and live. The beautiful incident was there. Yam was quoting it in Srimad Darshan. There was an old man he knew who was in Calcutta. And in those days, most people had this faith. So this old man was a devotee of Thakur. And he was very loving to his grandchildren. He had a small girl, his granddaughter. He loved her like me. But he decides, I will go to Varanasi and I will die there. So he bought one house. He was living there. He had this girl grew up. Her marriage was fixed. And she was adamant, unless my grandpa comes, I will not marry. So she went on writing letters. Then said, I love you very much. I pray for you. But I will not move from here. Because who knows, I might die there. So I bless you. Have your marriage. Then come home. I'll be too happy to see all of you. He did not budge because I love my granddaughter. How can there be marriage without me? No. They're all okay previously. Now it's not okay. If they come, absolutely come. So it happens, you have to have determination and you have to live there. And also it so happened, one of our sons, he was living there in his old age. And once he had to come for some, everything became all right. Next morning he had to, yes, night he died. Mm-hmm. But don't think it was part. That means he was unconsciously, he was not desiring nothing. He had a desire. So this is all related. If Shiva really knows, this person doesn't want to come, and he has devotion, but he also has got some desires to be fulfilled. So like that. So, Mukhyatastu Mahat Kripayayo, a great devotee, if he blesses us, that you will attain God, he at least blesses. Or Bhagavat Kripa. This much of the grace of God. Either grace of great people or grace of both will work. That is why Mukhyata is said. Forget about your sadhana. Your sadhana is nothing. What sadhana? Goody goody. You know what sadhana? One day, one Christian fellow died. And his soul rose to the heaven. It's all closed. Password should be there. He didn't have a password. So he knocked at the window. So Saint Gabriel is the main man there, manager. He peeped out and said, what the hell do you want? Instead of asking, which hell do you want? He asked, what the hell do you want? He said, I want to enter into heaven. He said, have you done any good deed to enter, to deserve? He said, yes, once a beggar woman was starving, I gave her one rotten cucumber. When the Gabriel said, hey, Michael, bring two rotten cucumbers. Compound interest. Get the hell out of you. Kicked him out. What is the point? We have to deserve. We have to have that. If I want really to attain that thing, do you think I will behave like a worldly person? And then I will also cherish the desire for mukti. The word mukta means what? The desire to be free. If I want to be free, will I be clinging to my money, to my possessions, to my everything? Understand? Oh, I have got great desire. The moment vyavahara comes, then they are worst misers in the whole world. Of such people, Sri Ramakrishna used to ridicule. Oh, every day, I am such a good man. I don't have any ahankara. I don't have any mamakara. All my income I give to my wife. So one day a beggar comes, sir, I am on the verge of death. Please give me 1 rupee. He says, my good man, I completely detached from the world. I gave all the authority to my wife. I will see whether she will give or not. So he will go and say, so shall we give to this one poor man has come? And we want to give this foreigners. He asked once, this fellow is recommending to his wife, how many?
Foreigners.
That lady, his eyes and some red, big pillar. Keys, key bunch of keys hanging and making noise. Oh, great man has come, as though money is raining down from heaven. Here is 2 paisa. Either he takes or he gets out. Give, like that he throws, she throws. And the husband comes, poor man, I tried, my wife is not willing to give. This is the only one he granted. And that fellow is very proud. I am such a spiritual person. I'm totally detached. What detachment? Do you understand the purport of the story? If he is really detached, he should not be under the control of his wife, isn't it? What? If you give like that, I will give it. Leave. Right now you will leave. I don't care for you. He should have thought. When he is ready to leave the whole world, his body, what is this wife? But he will not do it. He is terribly frightened. He says, I am completely detached, unattached. Unattached what? Your wife will not allow you to be attached. This is it called detachment. You read the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna in the proper light, then you will understand inner symbolism of it. Our Swami Bhuteshanji Maharaj given wonderful lectures on this Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, and it has come in the book form. So, I forget the English title. Sri Sri Ramakrishna Katha Prasange, 5-6 volumes have come. It's not big ones. So, it is like 3 volumes now. Up there. 3 volumes. They are commentary upon the Gospel of beautiful comment. We were the first batch to attend his talks. Maharaj was in Rajkot. He was elected as a trustee. Then he was brought to Belurmat as assistant secretary. He was very vastly learned person. So we were in the training center, my first year. And then there was a small room, a hall that day. Their first, I think so far as I know, first time public regular classes were arranged by Swami Bhuteshan. So all the training center brahmacharis, about 30-40 people, and then a few devotees. By word of mouth spread, here is the greatest class going on. And the people who came, they brought their friends. And those friends brought statement, very soon that hall was not sufficient. 66. Then this gentleman, this cassette, sorry, cassette recorder. One man had that. He brought and he started recording. Every class he will come, sit near Maharaj, put it there and record. This. Like that, for several years, 2 years, I was there. After that, he was posted to Cherrapunji, all the places, for 5 years. Wonderful. So, that Maharaj's exposition of gospel. Here is what Sivananda said. Here is what the Vedas tell, Upanishads tell. And here is how we have to apply it in our day-to-day life. This reconciliation between Vedas, Ramakrishna's teachings, and our day-to-day practical life, seamlessly, they harmonize themselves. So this is how Maharaj used it to just lift up our hearts. And we had a special classes, Upanishad class, with me. I need to recollect a lot of reminiscences. I wish I could have noted up. Unfortunately, I did. Only a few things I remember later. So, that great associate just lifts up your mind. Totally unbought. You can see that. They did not talk rubbish. But he was also at the same time very, very humorous. Extraordinary humorous. He will make everybody laugh. And his attendant collected, published a book, Roshe Roshoke, The Humor of Swami Tulsidas. So, I will tell you one such story and then stop it here. His name is Swami Bhuteshananda. Bhuta. And then he became president. He initiated a lot of people. One day an old lady came. He was at Maharaj's mind. He asked, what brings you to Belur Math? He said, I brought my daughter. I want her to be initiated. Maharaj asked, first, you yourself, are you initiated or not? He said, yes, many years back, 15, 20 years back, I was initiated. Do you remember your guru's name? He said, Bengali, no? I told, Othotuku, Amar Mone, Astu Nanage Gnapuka Yella, Bhut to Terukum Pityo. Ghost. Like this, Bhuteshananda. Both truth, like that, some name is. So Maharaj immediately understood. Do you remember his face? Looked at him for a few minutes and said, so, Tumba Matige, Tumba Mukhatarane Kanse. Everybody was laughing. Because he even initiated near some 1 lakh or 2 lakhs of people. How will he remember? Even I don't remember so many people. So, this incident he married. Like that, so many incidents. One incident I remember in the classes, even he was sent as a brahmachari, but really important. So, his job is to go from village to village, find out who are the poor people. And then they tell lies. Indians tell a lot of lies to get something. Even rich people tell also lies. So, how many family members? Accordingly, they will issue a chip. This family should get 5 measures of rice, etc. This small family, only 3 sets of, okay, they will get only 3 measures, like that. So, he wanted to go inside. The lady said, no, don't go inside. We keep all our cloths, everything inside like that. So he simply brushed her aside and went. He saw huge mud pots filled with rice and other things. They were very angry. You entered into our inner house. What kind of sadhu you are? Thing is, there is nothing. So like that, he understood. These people have, they don't need to be given. But there are people who don't have anything. They should be given. Like that, how many is reminiscences, old time reminiscences. Belur Math was very poor. So, 6:30, breakfast. What is the breakfast? This Modi. Modi. One basuri of Modi, and that's it. And tea, which would be exactly like Ganges, the color. at the end of Ishvana, the taste also will be like that. You know, many more people come, pour hot water in the same decoction. So first it will be very nice, then it will get exalted, and more people come. Then you can have any number of cups. Then it might be Ganga in nearby, the water, and like that. So, this, if a person is late by 1 minute, his share is gone by somebody. Hey, that fellow has not come. It will go to waste. Let us permission. So, everybody is eager. Just as soon as the bell rings, otherwise they have to wait until 12:30. At 12 o'clock or 12:30 for food. Food was very, very poor. Even in our days, food was not plenty. But occasionally devotees used to give bhandar. That day we were issued this huge enamel monks plates. We have to wash, we have to carry, and every time food time we have to carry. Now thick stainless steel, I can't lift on the bed and others to wash. So what happened? Occasionally some devotees will give special bhandara. Bhandara means sweets, everything like that. So they used to present huge amount of spice. They do not buy the incomparable. You won't get anywhere. It's something very special. So we used to eat food. That day other things will get less space. Spice. Because occasionally only it will come. Then at the end, bucketfuls of paisa is so that enamel mug will get it filled, bring it to our place at about 4 o'clock, the ravenously hungry, and then you drink it. And you have hot, hot paisa, not cold paisa, hot paisa in the plate. Only thing is they give it at the end, not at the beginning. We have to be careful. The moment you come to them. And then this misty, the sweet curds, very good. Bengalis are very good. And rasagullas. My favorite is pani, chana. This much chana. And then, night, kapur is offered, suji pies. So, that also has to be given. So, I used to tell brahmacharya, sadhus, who serve chana? Sometimes this much is for each person in those days. Now they will give this much. My day is this much. I want to eat this much. I wish to get this much. Now I can eat this much. This is called irony of life. Now so many things have come in. When I am unable to eat, then I was able to eat.
That time.
So, this one, we used to take and eat this. And so much these fellows used to, 10,000 rupees means, very sadhu will have 3 times more than he could eat. The rest they used to throw. Prabhu Maharaj, and then that refuse heap, the neighboring poor children, they know. Then bhandara is given. A lot of this mud pots, everything will be there. So much of sweets, this, that, fruits, everything will be there. It will come, scramble, used to fight with them. Somebody reported this on Yureshwarananda. Immediately, he passed a law. Tell the householders, if you want to give money, this is the condition. You give whatever you want to give. We will spend only 500 rupees. Or 1,000 is the exception. Additional paisa, additional sphere. Rest of it will go for poor people's service. Tell them. If they accept, let them take it. If they don't accept, throw them out. We don't want people. That it is bad neighbor, they don't mind. Sadhus are eating so much. And here, poor children cannot get any. So after that, if that has come down. And this slowly reformations have come, so many reformations. So, wonderful time he had. Now, you won't get problems. And old sadhus used to be there. Sit. What stories they used to tell. They were all disciples of the direct disciples. Senior swami. So many things. So from one of them, I heard this beautiful singing of this Shabari Pratutra. The awaiting of Shabari for the arrival of Sri Ram. Such a wonderful story. He used to tell in his sing song. It was written in a poem, Ramayana, you know, the local language, like your Ramayana here, local Ramayana. Even your poem also is written in the next state. So like that, he memorized it, he used to sing it. These were so many wonderful reminiscences, strong in my mind. Anyway, I remember slowly, slowly, and properly. Oh, Janani, is there? Father, but you know, you're a strict father, Namah, you know,